Hey everybody, yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how's it going today?
Jason, I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day. Good to be with you here today. Always a fun time, but I have some bad news for you. As you know, I am an international Google Ads consultant, and I've got some news from across the pond on a complaint that I've heard. Jason, I've heard from our friends in the UK. They don't like the way that you say Great Britain. And I would like for you to apologize and try and correct the wrong.
Recording starts. Rachel, we're going to start again at 2:45.
What? Oh.
Hey, everybody. Yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jason. It's so good to be with a professional, no nonsense, always ready to go. Just, I couldn't ask for a better partner. Always keeping me on my toes.
I'm glad you did what you just did that we didn't include on our recording. We had to start again because... The fact that you're even involved in these intros is just a problem in the first place. But for the past few weeks, and I literally thought this before we recorded, you're getting like too loose and too annoying as I start the show. You're moving around, you're shaking around, you're giggling, and it's very distracting, okay, and there's no point to do it. So I was going to tell, I thought about telling you, button it up, act like a professional, and get it together. And then I thought, no, give him one more chance. Why it doesn't matter if he's getting loose, moving around before the show. I don't need to be a prima donna. And then... we start the show and you go on this ramble about people in UK are telling you they don't like the way I pronounce Great Britain. I can't remember the ever saying that in the last like 30 episodes, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Our audience doesn't know what you're talking about, and you're just bringing down the energy and the
somehow this is going to
groove of the show. Well, no, so my point is you do deserve me telling you stop doing whatever you're doing on the intros and just button it up and be the sidekick.
Wow. Okay. This is what I get for not having editorial control of the show.
This is what you get for me being a good guy, me being a nice guy. And yesterday or 2 days ago, I was talking to a prospect. It should be a client, but it's only a prospect because during our call, he said, I saw you on Chris's podcast.
Oh, that's what it is. That's where it's
going. No, it is the intro thing. It was getting very annoying, and it just got over the top today with that stupid, just off-topic ramble about the UK and pronouncing Great Britain. But he says it once, I let it go. He says it twice, and I screamed at him, and I corrected him, and he hasn't gotten back to me about getting started. You lost me a client.
I lost.
Because you're, I don't know how he's getting this impression, but apparently I was on Chris's show, and Chris's show. And that's another thing I have a problem with you on. A few weeks ago, you were drinking during the show, which, number one, why are you doing that during our show during the middle of the day on a Thursday? I don't understand that. Uh-huh. And then number two, you pronounce your name as Chris Schaefer.
Chris Schaefer. Is that what I say? Chris Schaefer?
Remember you mumbled over your words.
Oh, that one day. Yeah, you accused me of being.
And ever since then, on almost every episode, I say Krish at least one
Krish.
Time. But how are you doing today?
Well, I was all energetic, and now I feel like a corrected dog. I guess you tell me.
My honest thoughts when I saw your beard, saw your hair, saw your weird shirt, and saw your just defeated demeanor. You look like a doctor at the end of his shift. You look like a doctor today, and you look kind of tired. So
yeah,
you doing okay?
You, as always, you can see right through me. I have I've been struggling with allergies. Just knocked the heck out of me. I just one of those things where you can't sleep because you have to sit up against the headboard of the bed to sleep.
Are you able to breathe through your nose?
I'm okay. But then like the second I'm like, okay, now it's time to go to sleep. Slam. Everything closes up and I'm just, but I'm fine all day.
Have you dealt with that before? Or is it new?
No. Yeah. It's not normal.
No, cause I've been hearing it's not normal for you.
No,
you haven't really dealt with this that much. Weird. I've been hearing this from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Literally I've heard that more people are dealing with allergies. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know what it is, something in the air, but I thought allergies were over.
Hey, let's not talk about your allergies. Okay. Let's talk about the secrets to getting more leads from Google Ads. That's what we're going to be talking about today. What do you want? You want leads from Google Ads. When do you want it now? And you want more of it. And obviously, there's the e-commerce aspect of Google Ads. Sometimes we talk about that. Sometimes we don't. But you're selling products on a website. E-commerce. People are putting in credit cards. Purchasing. But a lot of what I do and a lot of what you do too, Chris, even though you do more e-commerce, we generate leads for businesses, for service companies, people who need calls to come in, need lead forms to be filled out. And we know getting more leads is one of the goals of a lot of our listeners. So we wanted to take an episode and discuss that. So Chris, there's nobody on planet Earth, and truly I mean this, that I'd rather be discussing this with than you. And I'm glad we're doing it here today. So good to see you. Well, and excited to get your thoughts here on Google Ads for the 310th time.
Yes, I am glad to be here, and I will I'll stay within the lines. And to do that, I want to remind you guys about Opteo. If you listen to the show any amount of time, you know that you have been a very long time sponsor. For those of you that have tried the tool, you're probably like, oh, I know, Chris, I know. I tried it. I believed you. I listened, and it's amazing. But for those of you, there's a few of you out there of our many, many thousands of listeners that haven't tried it. I'm telling you, you're going to join the majority. It's at this point, it's the majority of people that listen to this show have tried and use Opteo as a regular tool for Google Ads creativity, right? That's what the problem is. You jump into your account once a week, once a day, multiple times a day, and you're staring at the screen and it's like writer's block. What do I look at? What should I worry about? What should I devote my attention to during this 15 minutes that I've scheduled to look at my account? That is where Opteo jumps in. It is the Google Ads tool to help you get more done in Google Ads. It points out improvements. Quick disclaimer here, improvements are not the same as recommendations. When you talk about an improvement in Opteo, this is a smart, based on just amazing amount of statistical data that they lay in front of you. So you click on the improvement, statistical data pops up in front, you make a decision, and then you say, push the improvement, done, it's done. You move on to the next improvement. This is not a recommendation thing where you just change it from manual to automated. This is a wonderful improvement system. You're going to like it. That's opteo.com/PSP for an 8-week free trial of the tool.
Awesome. All right. Well, Chris, let me just ask you. I mean, you didn't think you deserved that earlier? You don't think you were out of line going into some riff about pronouncing Great Britain when we haven't talked about that and I can't even remember when? Honestly, do you think you were out of line? And then this moving around when I'm trying to focus and get ready for the show, moving around like a little worm on my screen. What are you doing?
I think I deserve it if you keep both intros in and then people can decide.
I think that's a valid line of thinking, but what I want to convey to you is just how bad and brutal to people's ears that first intro would have been. Nobody deserved that. Nobody.
Okay. Hey, we could put it at the end of the show. Let's go. Let's secrets let's go. To getting more leads from Google Ads.
All right, Chris, the problem here is that you have good campaigns, good. Maybe you think they're great, maybe not, but they're good. Yeah. With good results, but you want more leads. And you're kind of like, oh, I have good campaigns with good results. How do I even get more leads if these are pretty good? Maybe even maybe the person managing it thinks they're great. Maybe they are, maybe they're not, but they think they are. Here are some options and secrets to actually doing it and getting more leads. So, Chris, do you get this question from clients or people that are coming to you to be new clients where they're like, hey, we think we're getting good results, but we want to see if we can get great results. We want even more, but we don't see any obvious ways to do that. Is this a common problem or is this not something you run into that much?
Yeah, it's absolutely. I feel like there's two. I mean, we boil it all down. There's two problems in Google Ads. One is it's not working. Number two is it's not working enough. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's
fair enough.
You could pretty much put every single client that I've ever worked with into one of those two categories. Either it absolutely sucks and I'm losing money, or yeah, it's working, but I need more. This isn't working enough. You know. So
yeah,
I need it to be more efficient, or I need more of it. Period. This is the number one or number two problem. You know, I don't know which one's more common. I would say probably number two problem, because probably the most common is, first of all, it's not working.
Yeah, and it's a harder problem. If it's not working, it's not working at all. Right. Any improvement helps, and there's usually some obvious no-brainer things that you can figure out very quickly if you know what you're doing. The, hey, it's working pretty good, we need it or we want it to work a lot better, that's kind of tough, because that's a judgment call on everybody's range of what's good versus better. So with that said, there's a few different things you can look at. We're going to start here with quantity versus quality of leads. So my reaction to this, Chris, when someone is getting really good results and you're doing everything you think you should be doing, nice cost per click that balances position, but also the kind of cost per lead you want, perfect search terms, all the settings and audiences dialed in. When I'm in that kind of spot and someone's like, hey, we need more leads, first question I ask myself are, you know, is we are getting leads, but is it a quality problem? And maybe we should be focusing on quality over quantity. Why don't you explain what we mean by that? Like, quality actually turns into something as opposed to just being a conversion in your conversion column. Can you kind of explain the difference between a lead and an actual acquired customer?
Right. Jason, I was just doing an audit on an account just a moment ago, and I pulled up the account. The guy had about a 4% conversion rate. Okay. And it was amazing. It was it's a B2B industry, very complex. And I dug a little further, and it turns out basically the conversions or the success that it shows that's happening, there's no way that those are turning into leads. The quality of traffic is absolutely horrendous. The leads were, you know, click on directions and viewing their business profile. Those were considered conversions. So on the screen, it looked like things were perfect and that, you know, these were going to, you know, this campaign just needed more budget. But in reality, none of these were going to lead to actual sales. You know, so there is volume with false success, and then there's volume with true success, actual verified leads and quality of traffic. And I mean, that's what we're talking about here. If, just like you said, if this is perfect, then the answer is, you know, is going to be to do more, to push more on this.
Yeah. And that's like a black and white example. There's also gray areas where some of the leads you are getting do convert into customers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe you have the word moving companies phrase match, and it's getting a lot of conversions for you. And then you have the keyword moving companies Arlington, Texas exact match, and it's also getting a lot of leads. Which keywords leads are actually producing customers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is it at a much different rate or is it not? That is kind of a second level of Google Ads. And I just want to throw it out there that, like, your problem might not be quantity of leads. It might be how the rate that they're coming in as actual customers and being acquired. So you may want to think about that. You may want to think about some of the keywords and the kind of conversions you're running, and just think about that a little. And maybe your situation won't be as bleak as you think it is. Mm. So I want to throw that
That's
out there.
That's encouraging.
Chris, I want to throw this out there.
A lot of throwing.
You're very hard to spar with here as a podcast partner, because you know how to play the audience, and you're playing them like a banjo today.
Oh. That's surprising, considering how I started the show.
Do something you're familiar with. Well, the thing is, they didn't see how you started the show. All they see is me coming in uber aggressive. I was not even in this aggressive mood, but I think we all know those things that happen with posture. People say you have better posture, you're more confident, and you just want to attack your podcast partner. I had bad posture. I was showing up low on the screen.
Yep.
Chris made me change my camera because I have a messed up chair right now before the show. And now I look like a giant compared to you. And
eye
it's
to
making
eye.
Me talk. It's more than eye to eye. I feel very tall right now on the screen, but that's okay. I'm asking you because I want people to have the full context of what we do here. I feel like I'm going to come off as a jerk because they didn't see how bad that intro was, and they didn't see what I have to deal with.
I knew I just
so
had to give.
I'm asking you because you brought this up earlier. Do you want to just leave that in there?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. I think it'd be funny too. Let's just leave it in
two
there.
Two intros. Yeah. They could see a raw intro of Jason You get your side and I get my side and the people can decide for themselves.
All right. They can see, they can say,
because you know what's going to happen. If they hear you start the episode by just punching down on me.
I punched pretty hard. Yeah.
And they're going to be like,
it was pretty bad. I was pretty heated because it was build up, Chris. It was build up every week. I'm a little worried. He's doing the intro, but I'm going to try to distract him. Why are you doing that? We're in this together. Let me do a good intro. Don't distract
you wanted YouTube.
And then today you take it to the next level, not talking about something that has anything to do with anything. No idea what you're getting into. Yeah. And then you get into something that I have no clue about. And
yeah,
threw me off. So it did. Let's be fair here. You know, I punched back. That's what I need people to know. I did not punch here. I punched back. And now they'll be able to see you punch me with that verbal assault you gave me at the beginning of the show. So we're going to leave in.
Leave it in.
The first intro, mm-hmm. and now we're on even territory, and now
we can we're good.
We can move on.
We are eye to eye now.
Yeah. Oh man, I feel better.
Good,
Chris.
Good. I could tell.
It just felt wrong going after you for something people can't see because it was
because it looks
it was
bad.
It was very passive aggressive what you did to me to start the show. It was so bad what you did to start the show. All right. All right. So let's talk about ways you've kind of talked about like, you know, okay, well, we feel confident the leads we are getting are turning into customers at maybe the same rate or close to that for all our keywords. We want to continue with what we're advertising on, but we want more leads. Hmm. So answer the question, how do we get more leads? Chris, some people don't like this answer, but this is honestly the most common one I see in this situation. You're getting good traffic. Everything's good, really good in the account. You want more leads, spend some money.
Yeah. That's going to be the easiest solution, you know, unless you're in problem number one where Google Ads is not working at all. If you do have lost impression share due to budget, in other words, your campaign is losing out on impressions because it's running out of money, then the easiest thing to do is to just increase and get more of everything. That's the great part about increasing budget, you know, as opposed to us talking about increasing, you know, the rank or the bids, pushing the bids up, right? If you push the bids up, you're going to get higher positions. You're going to show up for some things you may not have shown up for before, right? Yeah. So now suddenly you're throwing a monkey wrench into things. There's some risk here. And if you don't know what you're
doing. Could go good, could go bad, exactly. But it's going to change.
The wrong things could come forward and the good things come back. So, you know, that's a risk there. But by raising the budget, you just raise the volume of all of it. Seems a little safer, although it feels a little slimy to say that. But, I mean, that's the truth.
Well, no, but you shouldn't feel that way because the answer is, or the question is, if you do really like your Google Ads results, you just want more leads, why wouldn't you want to raise your budget? Don't you have a good ROAS? Oh, wait, you don't know ROAS is? Yeah. If you don't know what ROAS is, if you don't know what return on ad spend is, if you don't know how to calculate it for your individual situation, then your Google Ads account isn't as good as it can be.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't even be talking about getting more. You should be talking about refining what you are getting. Because if you have an account that's in good shape and you have a profitable return on ad spend that's for lead campaigns that's producing $3 of revenue for every dollar you put into Google Ads, $4, $5 or more, your number one mindset should be, let me spend more money. But like you were saying, Chris, let me spend it in the exact same way I'm spending it now. Let me lock in my current return on ad spend that I know is profitable. Let me just get more of it. Therefore, get more profits. It should be kind of your first go-to instinct if this is the situation. Now, if you are limited by budget, Chris, it could be due to a couple columns. It could be due to impression share lost due to ad rank or impression share lost due to budget. Let's talk about ad rank in a second, but impression share lost due to budget, you should love seeing that number if you like your results. Yeah. And why don't you explain why?
Yeah, because when you see, now, I mean, it's sometimes it's scary to see it because you don't know what it means, but when you see that red indicator at the campaign level that says limited by budget, it's in red text, it looks a little scary.
Or orange.
Yeah, orange, reddish, yeah. And it will indicate that your search lost due to budget is above zero. So if you have a 0% loss due to budget, that means you're losing nothing due to budget. Your budget is sufficient. If you are losing something, there's going to be that red warning text come up. So the reason Jason said it's a good thing is because there's more potential. You can get more of the same. You can get more of what's happening now. Now
the same return on ad spend.
Yeah. So there's more potential.
And you don't have to change anything. You don't change your bids. Yep. You don't change your settings or keywords. You just increase your budget and you will get, this is the theory, this is the way the data is presenting itself to us, you will get the exact same cost per click, the exact same return on ad spend, just more of it because you're increasing your volume by increasing your budget. That's if you have a percentage in the lost impression share, search impression share due to budget. If you have percentage in the lost impression share due to ad rank, that means either through increasing your quality score or increasing your bid or both, you can show up on your keywords and the times you run and all that stuff more often and spend more spend more money if you increase your budget at the same time. So that's if you see limited by budget. If you don't see limited by budget, but you have lost to an ad rank, you could increase your ad rank and spend more of your current budget. Little bit more of a conversation there because that will change your results if you either if you get a higher quality score and get a lower cost per click or raise your bids and get a higher cost per click.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
But it's an option. And finally, Chris, I just want to point out the spend predictor tool, the official name. Do you know the official name, Chris?
No.
I did not know
it. No.
The campaign bid simulator.
Wow. Sounds like I should put those nice Meta glasses on for that.
I heard something about that this week, but I haven't looked into it yet.
Thanks for that.
Well, are you talking about Google or Facebook? Because Meta glasses. Oh, okay. I heard something about Google.
The Google Glass? Oh,
yeah. I thought that was. Not glass. I don't know. Something came out. But anyway, we don't edit the show too hard. Don't be concerned because we would for sure pull that last 30 seconds out if we did. So that was pretty. That was a downer right there.
Yeah,
Chris.
It was.
Sorry for that. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, sorry for that. Missed it there. You know, you're taking a lot of steps. Every now and then you're going to step in some quicksand, but I pulled out of it. So let's recover here. In the campaign bid simulator, I don't use this too often, but I'm going to start using it more, Chris. This is where you're limited by budget, or maybe I even see it sometimes where you're not limited by budget yet. You don't have that status yet, but sometimes, or you can click on this little gray like chart thing in your budget column next to your daily budget, and it will tell you the estimated number of clicks more that you will receive depending on how much you raise your max CPC bids. And is this thing accurate? Well, Google Ads is very hard to predict, both for humans and machines. So do I really think I'm going to go from 9, I'm looking at one here, to 22 clicks if I raise my bids by 50%? Probably not. Like, it may be off by a little, but it does give you a range. It does tell you like, hey, if you raise up by like 50% in this example, you're going to go from 9 clicks to 22 clicks. But if you raise from 50% higher bids to 100% higher bids, you're only going to go from 22 clicks to 25 clicks. So it kind of tells you where your big change that you will see if you raise your bid. So I don't know. I find that tool to be useful if you find yourself limited and you want more. It'll kind of give you a ballpark of what's possible. Maybe you haven't even considered that because maybe you thought those bids were kind of out of your range. Maybe they won't be if you see the volume that you can get with that campaign bid simulator. Chris.
I'm ready. Let's move on.
Lighten up here. There's two people on this show. Move on. You see the notes. Go ahead. What's wrong with you? Dance with me.
So, Jason.
What's the matter with you? I didn't go too hard on the beginning of the show.
No.
And you deserved it, and we had to have that conversation. So, what's going on here?
Such a good leader. You know, I was waiting for you to take my hand and lead on, but
But you've trained enough under me that I have confidence that you know how to do this, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it.
I want to talk about Jason. What if we're not limited by budget? What if there's nothing immediately obvious on how to expand and get more out of Google Ads? Are there things that we can do beyond just increasing the budget?
For sure. I would call it other networks and platforms.
Okay. That's what you'd call it.
Have you had lunch yet?
Oh, yeah. Immediately.
What do you have?
I had 6 ounces of roast and 2 pieces of bread. And
nice.
a glass of tea. I feel like that's not really, you're just wasting time. Should we cut this part? Let's just start from the number three from the beginning.
No, it's okay.
We're off.
Something's a little off
today.
Yeah, we're a little off. I don't think it's me. All right.
Oh, you don't think it's you?
Oh, I don't.
It's because it's because of the camera.
Here we go. Chris doing your little prima donna thing before the show. I haven't changed this camera in years.
Oh, now it's even higher.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable what you've done today to today's show. Let's get back to what I was looking at
there
for
we
weeks
go.
And weeks and weeks.
Okay.
I'll have that new chair soon.
Okay.
Let's recover here, Chris. You're not dancing with me. I need a dance partner here. So no excuses, just do better.
Yes, sir.
Other networks and platforms. Come on, Chris. You are the great Chris Schaefer. People advertise on Google. They're on Google search and they say, hey, I want more leads. And they have search partners turned off, maybe because that's what they wanted. They aren't doing remarketing and they've never even talked about Bing. So there's more ways to get leads than just pure Google.com search. Why don't you get into that?
Yeah. So there is some things that you you might have heard us talk about in you know, when we're talking about how to build your campaign from scratch. And there are some things that we may have told you to turn off, or things that you could try that aren't a part of the standard build, you know, that you may initially done. And that would immediately be the case where you can get more of the same. So first thing, search partners. The Google Search Partners Network is an additional way to show this for the same kind of traffic on other search partners out there. So these are other websites that are not specifically Google.com, but they are a search engine of many different types, and you can get clicks and leads and same kind of traffic from these other sources. Immediately, just by clicking it, I would say a 10% bump, something like that, you know, at least. But I mean, that can really depend.
Yeah, I would. In recent months, I've been seeing weird things with search partners. Not every campaign, but some campaigns, 90% of the traffic goes.
Oh,
there.
Goodness!
So It's just something you didn't have to be aware of it in the past, because you could just go, well, yeah, probably 5 to 10% of the traffic is going to come from it, if any. And now, in some cases, a lot more than that does. So just monitor it. You can segment it out. But it is a way, if you're not advertising on there, it is a way to get more search traffic, and you can monitor in the conversion column how it performs. Chris, remarketing, I am a believer, whether it shows up in the conversion column or not, that remarketing brings in direct leads.
Yep.
Does that sound pie in the sky, even if I can't prove it, or would you be okay with that?
I defend my horribly crappy remarketing cost per acquisition all the time. You know, I'm like running these $100, $50 cost per acquisition. The client's like, this is great. And then I have this one $800 cost per acquisition for remarketing. And they're like, don't you think we should, look into that? Don't you think we should be concerned? I'm like, no. Don't touch it.
And then they're like, why? Because the data says $800 leads versus $100 leads. Why not?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't we touch it?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
I say the reason is this is the cheapest way to retouch the people that have been to your site compared to anything. Put up a billboard. You'll waste almost every single cent. No one's going to see that again that's been to your website. You know, start a radio ad or do a print ad or something like that. I mean, no, this is dollar for dollar the best way to reach back out to former customers, people that have not converted yet, people that you've already sold to, that you could resell to, remind them it's branding. It's worth it. Absolutely.
Yeah. My best advice for remarketing is to look at it in a silo outside of search advertising, even though it's both inside the Google Ads account and even though they somewhat play off of each other. Look at it as its own thing, and if your campaign, your account budget is $2,000 a month, and $100 to $200 goes to remarketing, because it is such a powerful tool. Even if you can't track everything all the time, or even if it doesn't show up there for whatever reason, it just seems to work. People are probably asking, "Well, why couldn't you track it?" Because so many people with the remarketing ads, they see your ads, but they don't click on them.
Yeah.
And you just can't account for that mindshare thing where people see you and then maybe they recommend a friend to you more than 30 days later, or recommend a friend to you in the sense that it's someone else's computer and you don't get that view through conversion. Just a lot of those things happen. And just ask yourself, do I want to be in the branding display, kind of stay in front of people game? Both of us think those can bring in leads. And is that worth $200 a month instead of, oh, could I spend this $200 on the search campaign if I bid more, that kind of thing. So look at it as its own thing. And then Chris, finally, I get people asking me, how do we spend more? How do we get more leads? There is another platform out there called Bing. Depending on the industry, you can get a surprising amount of volume. And it's the same thing you do in Google Ads, the same kind of targeting and strategies. And it's right there for the taking. Does it work in every industry? Great. No. Is there more than 10% traffic that you can get compared to Google Ads in every industry? No. But sometimes you can get a surprising amount of volume from Bing. And there's theories as to why is that. Maybe the demographic for your industry is more likely to be on PC. Maybe they're more likely to be older or on desktop versus mobile. Who knows? But sometimes I have seen way more than 10% of the traffic be able to come from Bing.
Yeah. And they know that. They know that Bing is typically a secondary, and there is a very easy setup auto import system that will automatically import the changes directly into Bing from Google Ads. So really easy to do. All right, next, Jason, this is a little more complicated, but if you want to get more, there is the option to push your positions up and or, in other words, bid higher. All right, so what kind of metric, how would someone measure if they could rank higher? You know, what would they look for?
Well, when I'm out there looking for how to be a Google Ads professional and just how to have a multi-decade career in this and be the absolute best in the business, my North Star is Chris Schaefer.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. But second, yeah. Your second North Star.
But when I'm inside of Google Ads and I'm trying to figure out, could I bid more? Could I get more volume if I was willing to bid more? My North Star is absolute top percentage column, not absolute top IS impression share.
Oh, yeah.
If you've made that mistake, don't worry. The best in the game have for many, many months in a row, because I did. I was just looking at it. Usually the numbers are close to absolute top percentage column, but the absolute top percentage column is better to look
for the audio listeners. Well, really the YouTubers as well, because we're not showing it, but it's called ABS space TOP space percentage sign. So that's the abbreviation for absolute top percentage. ABS is the abbreviation for absolute. So,
and it's found when you go to columns, modify columns, it's the one that's in the performance section.
Yes.
Impression, absolute top percentage.
Absolute top percentage ABS is top not percentage. A competitive metric.
And it starts with the word impression, IMPR.
Yep.
Period. Yeah. And it's in the performance section. And basically, Chris, if I'm correct here, it tells you the times that your ads do show what percent of the time for that campaign, that ad group, that keyword, what percent of the time do you show in the absolute top number one position above all the other ads, above all organic, literally the number one thing that's below the search bar? That's my understanding of it.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's, you know, absolute top is it does not mean that you're the top of the bottom positions. It means that you're the top of the top. So it's the best you can get. It doesn't mean that there's four other positions below you or even two. It just means that there is one at least, and you have that one top position.
Yeah, and all things being equal with ad copy, with whatever, if you show up in that number one position, you're going to get a higher click-through rate than the other ads. All things being equal.
Yeah, and that's the question that I think, you know, I think is really interesting here, and I want to get your take. I'll start, if it's okay. Do top positions get better traffic? And my answer to that is no. I do not think they get better traffic. I think they get more traffic, but a bad campaign...
Just lacing on my gloves here, because we're about to
it out. A bad campaign would then bring in, you know, more of the same, right? And raising your positions does not mean that you're going to get better traffic. It just means that you get more. You said it best. You said it very clearly. You said it's going to increase your click-through rate. You didn't say it's going to increase your conversions. You didn't say it's going to increase your conversion rate. So that's why I would say it does not bring in better traffic.
Okay, I used to be there. That's what I used to think. But just based on seeing differences when I've tried it, I think it can bring in better quality traffic. It can.
Okay.
And can. Better leads. It can. And the reason I say that is for two reasons. One is it depends on the industry. Some industries, like if you're advertising for long distance move, someone searching long distance move in quotes, they're going to click on the top ad. They're going to fill out a form and get some free quotes. Mm-hmm. Same person's probably going to click on the second and third ad and get more free quotes. But there's other industries where the best quality traffic will get their needs met
in the first click.
When they find someone, well, when they find someone who can first meet their needs. And if the person in the top ad can first meet their needs, then they're just going to go with them.
Yep.
And they're not going to filter down to the second. And then I've just seen that happen. Now, it doesn't happen every time, but in some industries, it does. And the other reason I want to qualify that saying sometimes, because the first reason is I've seen it happen sometimes in industry. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Higher position traffic and ads lead to better quality leads that actually turn into acquired customers at a higher rate. Sometimes it happens in some industries. The other qualifier on there is, especially now in 2022 in this era of Google Ads, like you were saying earlier, Chris, when you change things, when you raise your bids, your performance is going to change.
Yeah.
Because of phrase match, the way it is these days with updated phrase match, because with the loose targeting and stuff, and because with the individualized results to individual search users, when you raise your bids, all of a sudden, you're now going to potentially be eligible to show on searches you were not eligible to show on before because your ad rank is going to raise. And maybe there's some borderline, not so great traffic that now you're going to show up on because the system says, oh, your ad rank is now high enough to show on this stuff that you weren't going to show on before. Maybe on that stuff, you only show in position two or three because your ad rank is still low because you're not super spot on to the search. Maybe sometimes that's amazing because it's keywords you hadn't found before and they're relevant and they produce conversions that turn into customers. Maybe it's not traffic you want.
Yeah.
And it's something you have to monitor with your search terms, but we can only see sometimes on average 60% of our search terms. So it takes some nuance and it takes thoughts, but still, I have seen it work. So if you have percentage in your absolute top percentage column and you could bid more and show up number one more often, especially on an individual keyword, Chris, on that level, I'm going to say it is a way to get more leads.
Hmm.
Something to try.
Okay. Okay. Well, Jason, we got something here before we go and take our quick break and then we'll come back. But let's finish up now with some settings. These are not something that I think are groundbreaking, but check your settings and there may be some things that you're missing. So, for example, you might be targeting only one language, English. You know, if you're advertising in a big metro area, you might want to do all languages. That might be a way to boost some of your traffic. So it doesn't mean that your keywords will automatically translate to Spanish or French or whatever they're searching. It just means that if someone has a browser setting that is set outside of English or their Google profile is set outside of English, then they would not see your ads if you're only targeting English. So a little bit of a bump there. Next, schedule, 24/7 schedule. I mean, a little bit of a risk. I'm not always a big fan of late night, early morning kind of stuff, but you could get a little bit of bump there. Jason, you have other things.
Yeah, advanced location settings. A lot of people do, and I do often, target people in or regularly in your location. So you want the people that are in your location. But sometimes I'm working with a lot of real estate people lately, Chris, and people search for real estate in different areas because either they're moving or they have investment properties. And there are many industries where if you're advertising in Dallas, but someone's sitting in Seattle and they're searching about this product or service in Dallas, but they're sitting in Seattle, but they want to get information about this thing, what happens in Dallas, sometimes that's really good traffic, and sometimes it's less competitive traffic because other people aren't showing there. More leads, more leads, more leads. Well, this is one way to get more leads. And then finally, Chris, if you're playing around with your schedule, with bidding or not running all the time, if you can take leads all the time, like with lead forms, or you're playing around with your audiences and you're bidding this way or that way for audiences, don't forget that this is search. Don't forget that this is keyword based. And I was working with a client who sells a service that high net worth and high income people would want. It's what we want, you know, what we want, you know? Mm. And because of that, we only targeted high income people on the audiences. And you know what, Chris, you would be proud of this one. Volume was tough. Mm. And there was this little Chris Schaefer guy on my shoulder telling me, I told you so. I told you so. It's keyword based. It's search based. What does it matter? I told you so. Focus on the conversions. That's,
yeah.
And so, you know what? We tried it out for a few weeks and we're like, look, this isn't what we're wanting. We want more. And let's just crack it open. And if someone's searching about this high income, high net worth problem that they need to solve, they're probably a high income person and they're probably a good customer. So if they happen to be on a work computer or their son's computer, or who knows why they would show up in the bottom, the top 20 to 30% of income, or the 40 to 50% of income, or unknown, who knows why? Because clients ask us, well, how does someone get put in the top 10% of income? And we go, we have no idea, but we think it's accurate.
Yeah.
Let's just try. Let's just try. And it worked, Chris. We got a lot more volume. My point is, don't forget all this stuff is search-based. It's all keyword-based. People are giving us their intent. And my intent as we go into this break, which is normally a dance break, we're not going to dance. We're going to go to the punchline. We're going to go sit down at the table at the back of the prom here, and it's dark. The strobe lights are going. The music is playing. But I've taken Chris to the back here at the table, and they're playing NSYNC, and the song is God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
Not that one.
And I'm sitting there. I take your hand in my hand, and I say, Chris, I don't know why the first 20 minutes of the show were like the way they were. And you say, Jason, I don't know why either. And I go, I'm not mad at you. And you go, I'm not mad at you either.
Wow, beautiful.
And we just go, look, let's just move on from here. The second 20 minutes were a lot better than the first 20. And
let's go out with a bang.
Let's go. Prom night, Chris. Be careful with these analogies.
That was, yeah. Don't want to talk about that.
But you know what? We're just going to the punchline. We're going to get some punch, and then we're going to go back on the dance floor.
It's cool. Yeah.
And they're going to change it up. They're going to say bye, 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 and they're going to start playing that song.
Hit it one more
time. And then we're going to get to our dance break. Yeah. Hit me, baby, one more time, and then we dance. Yeah.
The night away. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are going to finish up with a really important topic, but first I want to tell you Opteo is the tool for you. You don't believe me? You can try it for free. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. We've been working with Opteo for so long that we know their team really well. And at first we were a little skeptical, you know, like, you know, I don't know if this is such a good software. We started trying it. We fell in love with it first, and then we tried the tool. We like it. We like the company. We like the people behind it. They're really honest people. They want to build a tool that is usable and helps you, and that's really what it does. Opteo.com, that's OPTEO.com/PSP for an 8-week free trial. You only get that free trial if you use that special URL.
Okay, Chris, so let's talk about what I think is the best way to get more leads, the most common way people can get more leads when the account is already in good shape, and that's more keywords. And people may say, well, we have all our keywords. And I would say 9 times out of 100, you probably don't have all the keywords.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You just never do. And I mean, I could beat you on a technicality there and say, well, we found one more keyword and it's just one.
Yeah, but it's more than that.
I think it's a good mindset. Just as expert managers, as business owners running their own campaigns, whatever it is, always take the mindset that there's more keywords, there's more ways to grow this campaign with different keywords. So why don't we just kind of get into that conversation, Chris, and go through some of the examples of where more of these keywords are found.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we've talked about on the show, and I've demonstrated my success that I've had with doing more keywords, is you know, a tactic where I will actually have what I call a fishing campaign. You know, it's designed to go out there and fish and find new keywords, you know, and I describe this as you take some of your favorite kind of fully contextual keywords, change them to broad match, and dump them into one ad group in one campaign, give it a small budget, and just see what Google does with it. Now, you start with a much lower bid. This is because I completely agree. Jason and I completely agree. There is no, I have all my keywords. There is no such thing as every person in the world or wherever I'm targeting, if they're searching for this, I've got it covered. There's no other way they could search. There's no such thing as that. And broad keywords are a great way to expand, and using that kind of process with the broad keyword test in a separate campaign is something that I do all the time. I really love to do that because I never think that it's a situation where I've got all my bases covered.
Yeah, we have this at the end of the section, but I'm glad you went there first, Chris, because it is the simplest and also the strongest and best answer for how to get more keywords, either how to find them or how to target them. If you're not running broad keywords, then you're not getting as many leads as possible.
Yeah.
And people may say, well, I've tried broad. The traffic wasn't that good. It didn't really work. Two things to say that. Number one, broad is changing all the time. And again, every campaign is different. Every industry, every account, every website that you take people to, and then Google reads off of that and then looks at quality score and the kind of keywords to searches to target from and responsive ads and all that. Which we've talked about, the way those maybe can now influence the searches you show up on to some extent. Broad keywords are sometimes performing amazing, like amazing these days, sometimes. And the other thing is, if you run on broad keywords that are your product or service, you will probably get conversions. And if you get conversions, then all it is a factor of like, what should I pay for these broad keywords? Because if they're bringing in leads, even if it's at a much lower conversion rate than phrase and exact, they're still bringing them in, and you can just bid accordingly to make those profitable. But Chris, number one way to find more, because you look at the search terms of what those bring in, and they can give you really, really good ideas. And you want to be creative about it. Whether you're looking at, and we'll talk about search terms now, whether you're looking at your search terms from broad match keywords or your search terms from phrase and exact, go down on that list. Look at the stuff that's not even getting clicks. Look at the stuff that's getting like one impression over a 30-day period. And don't just look at the whole search term, but look at parts of that search term that maybe give you ideas for the way other things are searched, and then you can go find more keywords. So looking at your search terms is another place to get ideas, partial ideas that can turn into full ideas for more keywords. So that's one way, Chris. And then what about like, are you actually even targeting all your services? I look at clients' websites and I say, hey, you know, you do this thing. We don't talk about it much, but it looks like it's an ancillary. Sorry. Yeah. Ancillary.
I can't.
You say it.
No.
If you're going to smile.
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
no,
I can't
I'm not,
say it
not
either.
Laughing.
Yeah. And that's why we're good at what we do, because we don't stretch our bounds. We don't try too hard. We just stay in our lane. And every now and then you do this nice little professor PhD. We're in the current blah, blah, blah era.
Yeah.
And I want to catch up to you. So I want to say ancillary.
I don't,
and I can't say it.
I can't even.
Did that sound
don't
right?
Don't ask me to spell it. You can't say it, and I can't spell it.
Yeah. But you do all these side services that aren't a part of your business. And why don't we target those? Why don't we get more leads? Because sometimes those people need your core service as well. Maybe they'll call you back in 6 months for the core service. So looking through the website. And then, Chris, this is a tough one. I want to get your take on what I'm calling general keywords. Mm. And quite frankly, they disgust me from a trying to run a perfect Google Ads account with a limited budget.
Yeah.
Because the first example here for moving companies is just the word moving phrase match.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people, I mean, it hurts. It hurts more than broad match keywords. But we'll go through some examples. Pest control, too many ants, phrase match. Plumber, toilet clogged, phrase match. Payroll software, payroll too complicated, or payroll, phrase match.
Ugh.
So general, you're opening it up to so much that you could show up on. But come on, man, you're going to get more traffic. You're going to find some gems in those search terms. They're going to convert at some level. You can bid accordingly. What do you feel about these general phrase match and exact match keywords?
I agree with you that they are absolutely horrendous to put this
disgusting.
Right beside a profitable keyword. So I would even say it's too close. You shouldn't even have these guys as neighbors. You know, you should have them in a completely different area code. You know, so you have the broad keywords like this, you know, Jason was going through, and then you have your, you know, low funnel, highly qualified traffic. You know, these are the lead generating types of keywords. And what you have is two different campaigns, because these don't belong together, but they still belong in a campaign that's readily
the universe.
Testing. Yeah.
Yeah. Your test campaign.
They're testing. You're trying new things. And I'll tell you, Jason, that the quickest way to get fired is to tell the client, yeah, I'm good. Basically, optimization's over. And, you know, we're just moving forward with what we have now. You know, I've just concreted this whole thing in, and I'm not really, you know, I think this is pretty good as it gets.
Fired. That's not fired by the client. That's fired and physically assaulted by your agency owner for being a horrible agency employee.
No, but I mean, that's, you can't, but imagine, you may not be saying that, but if you're not doing testing on other keywords and having a little bit of leniency in what you're doing, that's essentially what you are saying. You're saying, I quit. There's nothing else to find here. I'm never going to search again beyond the confines of this, you know, exact match keyword that I'm targeting.
And more for the business owners out there, if you're acting content and you're not trying out broad keywords, not trying out general keywords, trying to find the right level to bid those at for their conversion rates, or trying to find great search terms, and trying to find great search term ideas from their search terms, and you're complacent, your competitors are not. And your competitors are finding the gems there and then figuring out how to get more leads overall, so then they can bid more aggressively on the really strong, straightforward keywords. And then those are the only keywords you're on, and you're getting outbid and you're getting less conversions from Google Ads, and you don't know what to do. So always growing, always expanding is the mindset that's necessary. My answer to broad match keywords, Chris, my answer to general keywords is that performance will guide the price. It'll guide your bids. The conversion rate will guide your bids. The cost per conversion will guide your bids. And the quality of the search terms will guide if you want to keep running on those. This is kind of an interesting topic, Chris. We've never really talked that much about what I'm calling general keywords, like moving, phrase match, which again, or for the first time, I have a real problem with that one. That one's really, really wide. Because I've seen a lot of like moving on lyrics, those kind of searches. Like when your podcast partner is a little upset with you and you don't know what you did and you got to move on so you can get through your week, and you look up some lyrics and then you kind of journal about what you could do better and how you could be a better podcast partner, which is what I do every week. And I know Chris does that too. And that's why we're here 310 episodes in. Mm-hmm. But I've seen some horrible searches from that word. But something like toilet clogged or clogged toilet, I like that for trying it out as a general keyword for a plumber. Not in the same campaign as the straightforward stuff, but I'm going to, basically the evolution I'm having here live on the show, Chris, I'm now going to treat general keywords like broad match keywords, and I'm going to start using them more because I'm going to start testing them out in that broad keyword campaign.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, we're all here to grow, and you know, you grow every day, and that's important, Jason. And I'm growing. I mean, I'm hitting.
Chris, you're always growing. Why don't you tell us where people can reach you?
Yeah. I mean, you want to reach a guy that can clean 250 pounds and do an amazing job on your Google Ads campaign? Reach out to me, chrisschaefer.com. Let's say, Chris, I still want to maintain control of my account, but I want someone to take a look at it, instruct me on how to do a better job. That's why I offer consulting, training services. It's an hour-long session. You can do a live session. We do it on Zoom. I do it every single day. People love it. I've done hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I guarantee you'll love it. Let me be your guide in the world of Google Ads.
Thanks, Chris. I have a unique talent and gift. It wasn't learned. It was born with. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but I am uniquely perfect for Google Ads and getting leads and figuring out how to get them. So if you want to access my gifts and make a new friend, RothmanPPC.com. Chris, thank you for being here. Thank you for suggesting next week's topic. I love next week's topic. I loved every second of talking about it with you the other day when we previewed it. I think it's a fantastic idea. We're going to be doing a deep dive on the click share column. It's a column that not many people use. that not many people talk about, but it plays into, am I getting the most I can out of this keyword, out of Google Ads? And we're going to do a deep dive on a very necessary topic here, ClickShare. And we will be talking about that next week on the next episode of the Paid Search Podcast. Thanks for being here, everybody, and we will see you next week.